The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome back. We'll have game two of the WNBA Finals Wednesday night, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on ESPN and the app. Candace Parker and the Sky taking on Diana Taurasi and the Mercury. The Sky lead the series 1-0. And we welcome you back to Get Up. We're coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We got the guys here ready to talk some football. We'll talk some baseball. But first, we say good morning to you. It is time to get up with the stunning resignation of John Gruden after those new offensive emails emerged. We're going to get the latest from Adam Schefter on that story. Plus, in football, Monday Night Classic, Lamar Jackson doing it again, leading an epic comeback. How did the Ravens pull it off? And by the way, speaking of drama, in baseball, there was another Red Sox thriller, Jessica Mendoza, weighing in on their chances of winning it all and explaining why the Dodgers are on the brink of going home. So we begin with the stunning resignation of John Gruden following a New York Times report that he wrote emails over a nearly 10-year period that included misogynistic, transphobic, and anti-gay language. Now, the Times report came days after emails surfaced about Gruden, where he included a racist comment about the NFL Players Association executive director, Damari Smith. Now, here are the details from the Times report. In one of those emails, he called NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell a homophobic slur. In another email, he said that Goodell should not have pressured Jeff Fisher, then the coach of the Rams, to draft Michael Sam, a gay player chosen by the team in 2014. Gruden also criticized Goodell and the league for hiring female referees, for trying to reduce concussions, and said that Eric Reed, a player who demonstrated during the playing of the national anthem, should be fired. Those emails came to light during the NFL's investigation into workplace misconduct with the Washington football team. Now, John Gruden released a statement last night, and here's what it said. I have resigned as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I love the Raiders. I do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone. So, for the latest on this, we bring in Adam Schefter. Schefty, what do you know about how Gruden's resignation went down?
Well, this is a stunning and swift fall for one of the most recognizable faces and figures in the game of football, Ryan. And it started on Friday when the Wall Street Journal reported on John Gruden's racial trope about the executive director of the NFLPA, Damari Smith, which was uncovered essentially during the emails of the NFL's investigation into workplace conduct with the Washington football team. Amazing how an investigation about the Washington football team led to the downfall of John Gruden, but it did. And it continued on over the weekend because the NFL said it was basically completely turned off to the idea of what John Gruden said, and it stood against everything the league strives for. I think the league was waiting for Mark Davis to take some sort of action that he publicly never did. There was a brief statement that he would handle it with Mark and it would stay that he would handle it with John and it would stay private. But I don't think the league was very happy and pleased with what transpired. And there were more emails sent to Mark Davis on Friday that were much more offensive than the one, or not more offensive, but equally offensive, but much more extensive. And I think that they waited to hear something from Mark Davis that didn't come. And when it didn't come, lo and behold, here comes the New York Times with 7 years worth of emails that dated back to 2011, that went up to 2018, in which John Gruden used sexist, racist, and homophobic terms in emails he sent to the former Washington football team executive, Bruce Allen. Mark Davis drove to the facility, met with John Gruden. John Gruden resigned, and his resignation comes, ironically enough, during Monday Night Football.
You know, this is fascinating to me that all these releases, these articles, this media then forces Mark Davis's hand. I want to bring all our guys in. Marcus Spears, Dominique Foxworth, Jeff Saturday, Dan Graziano, all with us, along with Adam. Swag, what's your take on this?
You know, I was thinking about this when we talked about it, and I think I need to focus on that Eric Reid part, because that's the part that's really pissing me off this morning, to be honest with y'all. When I think about how people say facing are fake publicly, right? John Gruden talking about Eric Reid shouldn't be in the league, and the stands that him and Colin Kaepernick made, the demonstrations they made during the national anthem. John Gruden on TV wouldn't have said that. John Gruden wouldn't have been that forthright about this situation if he was in the public eye talking about this particular situation. And I think that's the part for me, man. Foxy has heard me say this because we talk a lot. You know what? I respect the fact that people feel how they feel. I don't agree with everything and how people feel, but I respect it. But stand on it. Be the guy you are. Don't try to run around or run laps around the situation because of the position that you're in and you feel this way, but you go and you act every day around these athletes and these players and these dudes that's trying to provide for their family that everything is all good and we just here together and we a football team and I believe in my guys. No, you don't. You don't believe in your guys. That's what your email says. You don't believe in a lot of things that the NFL stands for when it comes to this new reckoning after Colin Kaepernick decided to kneel for a reason that had nothing to do with the flag. That part for me, beyond all of this, right? Because I can relate to that particular situation because we talked about it for so long. So I'm not angry about John Gruden and his stands and all of that. I'm not shocked. I'm not going to be angry. I don't give a damn. What John Gruden eat don't make me boo-boo. Bottom line. But that part about Eric Reid and how you realize how fake people are in public as opposed to how they really feel in private is the part that really is driving me as I thought about this as we talked about it in the first hour. That's wrong. And you got coaches, you got guys in that league that feel the exact same way John Gruden feels, but if they get in front of a mic or a podium, they not gonna stand on it. I respect dudes that stand on it. I don't agree sometimes with what people say. I don't agree with their stands. I don't agree with their biases and the things that they say, but stand on it if you're gonna be that guy. And that's what I got a problem with that particular situation with Eric Reid, along with the issues and the problems I have with the things that he put in these emails. But don't be fake, bro. Stand on it.
Yeah, it feels cowardly, but I think that a word that Adam said at the beginning jumped out to me. He said it's what the NFL, it goes against what the NFL strives for. And I thought that was a perfect word because it's not what the NFL stands for. Like, Colin Kaepernick didn't play again. That's what the NFL stood for. Like, homophobia and sexism. Like, the reason for the investigation that forced the discovery is sexism. So yeah. This is what the NFL has stood for. Maybe you don't want to stand for it going forward. Maybe this is who you're striving to be. But John Gruden is what the NFL is. Like, he was the face of the NFL. They were like, sure, be our Monday night guy. I know that we hired him, but I guarantee you the league had some say in that too. They're not going to just let anybody speak for them. So that is what you stood for. Maybe you want to stand for something going forward, but that's what you stood for. And him being denigrating or trying to push back against things that were meant to protect players' head injuries. That is we should not be in the business of ranking how egregious all these things are.
Right.
They are all very egregious. But I feel like that one in particular is one that's getting glossed over because we want to jump on these other things. But that is huge, too. And again, the NFL also, at one point, was hiding the impacts of head injuries. So that is what the NFL stood for. Maybe you want to be something going forward, but that's what you were. And he had power in his league, and there are plenty of other people in the league, but in this country who feel and agree with the way the things that John Gruden feels and believes or the things that he said and have power and make decisions in this world. And it's not surprising, but still appalling nonetheless.
I mean, what gets you, Jeff, is these statements are so wide-ranging. We talk about the different things that he said. He's got Carl Nassib on his team, the first openly gay player in the NFL. Such a seminal moment for the league.
Right.
And yet, while that's happening, he had to be thinking about the history in his mind of the things he had said
It goes back to what Swagoo was just saying, right? Like, what you say and what you do are two different things, right? That he's saying it one way, and then when he walks in his locker room, it's just a different guy. And I was shocked, and I said that in our meeting this morning. I was surprised. I don't know John Gruden other than hello and, you know, pleasantry type stuff. I didn't know him as a person, but I was shocked. I was surprised at 7 years of this kinds of conversation, the things that went on. But to Fox, Moxie's point, man, about he and I were in the trenches. I mean, Dominique and I were battling with that. And how much
in 2011, the players' negotiation for the CBA.
How many people turned on us and how many conversations we had about player health and safety shocked me. And it shocked him. It shocked Dominique as well. It was painful because these are guys that you think – not only care about our game, but about the players in our game who, by the way, are the game. Yeah. Like, let's not miss that part.
They had a hierarchy. Everyone has, like, a hierarchy of things that are important to them.
Sure.
And for you and I, it was, like, player safety. And for other people, it's the game. And it's clear that John Gruden loves the game so much that it makes him racism. And he loves it so much that it makes him sexism and homophobic. Like, this is absurd to me that you put the interests of these other people. Like, that was his complaint. And many of these is, like, somehow protecting guys' heads is bad for the game. Maybe it is, but that's fine.
Still doing good, bro. Yeah, still making a lot of cash.
Were you surprised by all this?
No, because, I mean, this is language that's outdated and ignorant, but it's language that I mean, frankly, I have heard, right? Like, right. I mean, I'm a straight white male, right? So, I mean, there may be people that would say a word to me in a conversation thinking I wouldn't be offended by it, even though I would be and am, and I try to steer the conversation somewhere else. So you do know that there are still people using these terms that diminish people and who they know that they are, right? Who make people feel like less than they are. And it's upsetting that it still goes on. And to the extent that it still goes on, it should be found out and rooted out, and there should be consequences. And I think that's what we're seeing with John Gruden.
And let's not forget, there's like, and Adam, I want to come to you on this. There's, what, 600,000 some emails? Yeah. It makes you think, Adam, if there's going to be some sort of reckoning in football, because 600,000 some emails means that it's not maybe just about John Gruden. There could be other things involving other people.
Well, again, let's point out again and repeat for people who are unfamiliar with some of the background of the story. This is an investigation into the work practices of the Washington football team. And during the course of an investigation of the Washington football team, these emails from John Gruden to the former Washington executive Bruce Allen were uncovered that led to his downfall. And I think when you spoke to people around the league in the last 24 or so hours, that's the part they can't believe. Well, maybe John Gruden would think this. Maybe he would say it. But to put it in writing, and to put it in writing over 7 years in all these emails, to insult that many groups in writing is hard to imagine that somebody so smart and so successful could do something so dumb in the end.
That to put it in writing means that he thought it was harmless, and the lesson here is it is very much not, and John Gruden learned that lesson by paying with his
that
job.
That he thought it was harmless says a lot about who he is, I think, at the end
I'm
of the day.
I'm looking forward to the offseason when they are just going to go have a Rooney Rule bonanza out there in Las Vegas. They're going to have a black GM. They're going to have black coaches, black coordinators. They might have the first female head coach in the NFL. They're going to try to clean all this up with this next round of hires. We might see a woman playing quarterback in Las Vegas.
All right. Well, coming up, back to the field, because you know what? It was an epic Monday night comeback. How did Lamar Jackson and the Ravens pull it off? We'll talk all about that. And is Lamar an MVP candidate? And October drama in baseball. Jessica Mendoza telling you why the Dodgers are on the brink of elimination.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Back with you on Get Up, and it was the game of the night, and man, this one was a classic. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens hosting Carson Wentz and the Colts, taking it early in the second half. Colts up 10-3. Wentz stepping up in the pocket, and Jeff, he's hitting Michael Pittman Jr. downfield.
I'm talking about Carson Wentz, step up, take the shot, still deliver the ball. Pittman going, mossing somebody, and then going scoring. Look at the Colts go, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
What could go wrong?
Colts up 16-3 after the missed extra point. Next, Baltimore possession. First and goal, and Neek Lamar got off to a rough start.
Oh, yeah, he put it on the ground. I love great defensive plays like this. Give it to a DB who can run, but do it in a legal way. That's illegal. Bring it back.
It is not illegal. What called it, man?
They called it, bro. They called it. Bring
Isaiah
it back.
Isaiah Rodgers in for the touchdown, but Neek was right. The fumble would stand. The touchdown came back. Illegal forward pass. So Colts have the ball first and goal on the five. Jonathan Taylor gets the handoff, runs hard right for the touchdown. That's his second of the day. Colts up 22-3 after the missed two-point conversion. And this game is over.
It's in the bag.
It's over.
This game is over. Oh, wait, there's more football. Ravens down 25-9. Mark Andrews, man, was he a star in this one, Jeff.
There's a theme growing right here, Ryan. Just watch this theme continue to grow right here. 89. Keep catching passes. Yep, there's one.
Touchdown.
Look at that pocket, man.
Yep.
Go for two. Who does it go to?
Go up. 89 once again.
You'll notice there's a theme on this. More on that later. Okay, Rodrigo Blankenship with a field goal blocked by Calais Campbell. How does he do it, Nee?
Oh, he's big. That's
He's 7 feet tall and can reach 10 feet high. That's how he does it.
Next drive for the Ravens, second and 10, Colts 33. Jackson, Marquise Brown, 20 yards. Now he's inside the 15. Later in the drive, second and goal. And Jeff, it's like rinse and repeat.
Yep. 81 on your roster, number one in your heart.
89, get it right.
89.
Pocket passes.
Now, here's the thing. On the two-point conversion, they had to be saying, look out for Andrews. But he does it again.
Obviously, they didn't.
Yep. Game tied at 25. Colts trying to answer. Wentz to Zach Pascal. 15 yards, moving the chains. Field goal range. Yep. Blankenship for the 47-yard field goal. Wide left.
Oh.
Headed to overtime. Wentz can't believe it. Jackson saying, we got a chance. And, yeah, Lamar, if you're on the team, you got a chance. Second and four. They have the ball. Jackson to Andrews. 14 yards inside Colts territory. Fresh set of downs. And this is where Neeke works his magic.
Pocket passing.
That's all. The man is special. The way the team believes in him is outstanding. And it's fun to be at those games. And it's so much fun to watch him.
Ravens complete the comeback 31-25. And here's Graz tweeting Lamar is the MVP of the league through 5 weeks, period.
Period.
It's over. Through 5 weeks, it's over.
You have the right period if you're going to put a period.
I feel like
that's the point.
I like it.
I think I had to.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right. Good move.
I feel like, if I was Orlovsky on a Monday, I'd be like, where's my camera?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is the MVP of the league. Period.
I like that. I like that. Run that back later in the season. Let's bring our guys
Jeff,
back in.
Hey, Jeff, Jeff, listen to these scholars talk about correct punctuation and all of that stuff, man. Just put a damn dot at the end of the sentence. We know it's over.
We all have different strengths.
Oh, man.
Swagoo, is he the MVP? Should we consider Lamar the MVP at this point?
After last night, you damn right. New information changes the view. And what we saw Lamar do, I don't think any other quarterback would have been able to do what he did last night. Yep. And that speaks to his ability and his pulse on this football team and the confidence that this staff has in them to go out and make plays happen. You were down 22-3, and you made a comeback to win the football game, and it was all on the shoulders of eight. There is not one time during this game we was like, somebody else gonna step up and make the big play. We was like, watch Lamar Jackson cook. And when he started cooking, and when him and Mark Andrews gets that connection going, it is hard for people to survive the onslaught of Lamar Jackson standing in the pocket, delivering that thing, looking like Steve Young, who he talked to before the damn game. You better go, boy, like Gina used to say on Martin. You better go.
Can I? I want to get to Graz, but can we just take a look at Jeff Saturday? It's like his shoulders are slowly slumping.
Let me
going to put his head down.
Tell y'all something. Whatever happened in this world has flipped upside down, because this used to be the Cowboys, and now it's my Colts. And, like, man, we had them.
They had them.
I mean, we didn't even have this conversation, and we do what we're supposed to do. Yep. I'm the new Swagoo. I mean, he's all excited. Cowboys, all this kind of.
It's a hell of a life, Jeff. No. It's a hell of a life.
Oh,
but you declare him the MVP. Go ahead.
Baltimore's not supposed to be able to win like this, right? The whole thing is like they run the ball, they control the game. Like, this is not who they're supposed to be. But he's done it now. We've seen him do it. We saw him do it last year in the Monday night game against Cleveland, the game where he had to go to the bathroom, remember?
Yeah.
And he came back and did something similar. So, look, he can do anything.
Yeah.
This team has 16 guys on IR. Ooh. It does not have its left tackle.
Ooh.
It's down to its fourth string running back. They're short in the secondary. You talk about valuable. This is a team that believes it can win any game, and man is the reason why. If you don't like Lamar Jackson, you don't like sports.
And you hate yourself, too, probably. Let's be honest. It's not just about winning. Being down 22-3, with a minute left in the third quarter, I don't care how much you believe in a guy. You start checking yourself going, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he brings you back. Dan's right, man. He's preaching up here this morning.
I mean, they're doing everything, but can they ride this style of play to the Super Bowl?
Pocket passing?
A lot of it's on Lamar's shoulders. So if he has a bad game,
Some people have to do some other things. They have to catch the ball. They have to block. But it feels like the reason why Andrews was having the game that he was having is because Lamar exists. So, like, those linebackers they know they're trying to get the ball to Andrews. Those linebackers would be much tighter if Lamar did not have the ability. And it's not just the running ability. It's not just the ability to get 5 or 8 yards. It's that they know if they let Lamar get in the open field, he might get 40. And not only will he get 40, he's going to shake you like a wet dog, and you're going to be on SportsCenter embarrassed. So that is enough where you're sitting out there, and you're like, man, Mark Andrews is on my hip right here. But that problem right there, that man is going to have me going home in this summer and my friends laughing at me. We're not going to have that. Go ahead and throw it to that guy. I'm going to tackle him and see what happens going forward. So this man he's special.
He'll do all that and do a backflip and end zone. And make it feel
don't
silly.
Do that again.
Don't do that again.
We can do everything else. Don't do
that. Just not that.
Getting text from Orlovsky, by the way. He's annoyed. So, yeah.
Okay. I like it. Start the week off battling. All right. Well, coming up, John Gruden. This story, his sudden resignation. Is this a culture-changing moment? Not just with the Raiders, but in the NFL. We're going to talk about that. And hockey back tonight on ESPN. And this hockey legend turned ESPN analyst, Mark Messier, he is going to join us live next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Get Up and the Big News. John Gruden has resigned as head coach of the Raiders following a New York Times report that he wrote emails over a nearly 10-year period that included misogynistic, transphobic, and anti-gay language. Now, the Times report came days after emails from Gruden surfaced that included a racist comment about NFL Players Association executive director Damari Smith. Here is Keyshawn Johnson talking about his former coach. Now, remember, they won a Super Bowl together in 2002.
I didn't know that John would say things like that and put them in an email. He just always been a fraud to me. Never from day one, he's been a used car salesman. And people bought it because he inherited a championship team built by Tony Dungy and Rich McKay. And he came in there with a little bit of different energy that we had with Tony, and it kind of kicked us over the top to get our world championship, which I am grateful for. But at the same time, I also saw through who he was through that journey of getting a championship.
Now, I want to bring all our guys back in and talk about this from a different perspective. What I find so interesting about this situation with John Gruden is he ran this organization from top to bottom. I mean, Mark Davis owns the team, obviously, but this was his team. So now he's out. And Mike Tannenbaum, this sort of changes the perspective. And I think some people would argue from the outside looking in that just by having these thoughts, this perspective, John Gruden, how he handled himself, he in some way sets the culture there. So is this a culture-changing moment, this not just for the Raiders, but also possibly for the league?
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. And what happened was obviously shocking and disappointing. But if I'm Mark Davis right now, we have to flush it and move forward. And really, it creates an opportunity. And we all know, being around the league, it's a meritocracy. And if Rich Bisaccia does well, he'll have a chance to be a head coach. I had an experience back in 2015. Joe Philbin was let go. Dan Campbell came in for 12 games, wound up being a finalist for the job. Obviously, has gone on to be the Detroit Lion head coach. Derek Carr, if you want to be an elite franchise quarterback, you have an opportunity. So it's an opportunity for a lot of people in that building, players, coaches, front office people. And what happened was disturbing, but they have to flush it and look forward and say, hey, you know what? We're the sixth seed today. We have a chance to make the playoffs this year. Let's go. No one's going to believe we can do it. So all we have is each other.
And Gross, can I what happens next here? Because you've got 600,000 some emails, and this is all coming out about Gruden, but there's so many questions you have to ask within that, which is, okay, all that, why are we just hearing about Gruden? Are there other people? Will we hear more? I have to think there are reporters from the Times and other places that are going to say, we got to dig into this and find out more.
Certainly, and to some extent, people were already digging, obviously, and this is the kind of thing that will only encourage further digging. The league didn't want the report to be public, and what happens, I mean, this is what journalism is for, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, to hold people accountable, to find things out that that the people in power don't want you to find out. And I think that's what's gone on here. And yeah, I think it's fair and reasonable to expect that we will see more. This was an investigation into a toxic workplace culture with the Washington football team. And you're talking about a volume of email correspondence that is you can't even get your head around. There has to be other stuff.
Nick, could this lead to a reckoning of sorts within the NFL?
No. I think hopefully, I just feel like some of these people, like John Gruden and like many people, many of us in society at large, kind of are who you are. And so maybe there'll be a reckoning in how people behave and the things that they say. And maybe even they can try to curtail some of the biased decisions that they make. But we're not going to have a wholesale kind of clean sweep of the league and bring in a whole bunch of people who are more progressive minded. So, like, I think that this is a seminal moment. for people to learn, don't put it in an email, mm-hmm. and maybe to behave in a more appropriate way. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know me, Ryan, you know I'm kind of a cynical dude sometimes, so maybe that's just my cynicism.
No, but you make a great point. And Swagoo, I want to come to you because Nick's talking about this being a seminal moment. So when I hear that, I think, so what do we do with this moment? You know, how do we move forward to make the league better, more inclusive, more respectful of people, more respectful of people of different cultures, different backgrounds, different sexual orientations? What do we make of this moment?
Man, look, laws and consequences changes things. It ain't people feelings. All right. And that's what it really boils down to. And whether you want to adhere to those things or not, you have to determine if you want to be a part of whatever organization you're with. Listen, we all work in corporate America. I know we do TV and people think that we show up for 2 hours on a television show and we talk about things and we laugh and we joke. And when serious topics come up, we talk about that. We work in places where we don't agree with everybody's stance. We work in places mm-hmm. where we don't see ideals and things are different. That's cultural. That's things you've grown up with, things you've experienced on your way up to wherever you are. But the bottom line is, man, there's a respect and a responsibility that comes along with just being a damn human being. Like, and acknowledging the fact that everybody don't share the same view as you, and that doesn't give you the right to talk about them, ostracize them, talk about them in the wrong way. And I know we not living in a utopia, and it's not kumbaya, and everybody is not going to be the same and always subscribe to, you know, let's look at the content of people's character. But ultimately, when you have these type of situations unfold and manifest, everybody wants to have church, and we want to sit together in the pews and hold hands and talk about things and how they should be. But the bottom line is that ain't the reality. The reality is you got a large majority of people that want to see the world be a better place and want to root this thing out. And you got a large majority of people that want to subscribe to the old way of thinking and thinking that they are more because of the color of their skin or more because of their status or where they are in life. And this is just another example. So, no, it won't be a reckoning in the NFL because you got people right now, I guarantee you, I ain't checked Twitter and Instagram, defending the hell out of John Gruden mm-hmm. and talking about this was 10 years ago and it shouldn't matter that much. And ultimately, those are the conversations that's going to go on forever. And the bottom line is the reckoning comes from if there's consequences, and obviously these consequences are going to make a lot of people think about who they are and what they're doing.
All right. Well said, everybody. And a great conversation. I'm glad we can have these kinds of conversations because at least that gets us at least talking about it and seeing if there can be some change from this. So we shall see. We're going to get back to John Gruden in just a little bit. But first, I want to get to this. Hockey. It is back on ESPN, and we have got an NHL legend joining us. That is just moments away.
Martin Messier becomes a larger-than-life person when the situation calls for it.
Messier, beautiful!
If you could guarantee him that he could win Stanley Cup every year, he would give up every individual part of the game.
I'm representing myself. I would die trying to bring a Stanley Cup to the fans of New York.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it? He said we will win Game 6. He has just picked up the hat trick. And it's score! Messier! The waiting is over! The New York Rangers are the Stanley Cup champions!
Mark Messier, come get the Stanley Cup!
Never forget that moment. Look who joins us on our show, our brand new analyst, Hall of Famer Mark Messier, live in Tampa. So good to see you, my friend. You are there to watch the Lightning raise their second straight championship banner to the ceiling. I have to ask, what are you most excited about this NHL season?
I'm excited about a lot of things, but mostly it's to see if Tampa can go on and do and get in rarefied air and do it 3 times in a row. I think that'll be amazing to watch. It's going to be interesting to see the other challengers come along. But for me, I've been in the situation going for a third cup in the past, and it's very difficult, especially in today's game. But it'll be super interesting to watch and see how it all unfolds.
Yeah, that is a tall task indeed. Now, Mark, we talked in the break. I'm a guy from Philadelphia, so I'm a Flyers fan. But for some reason, I am drawn to the Seattle Kraken. Just the name Kraken. I just can't say it enough. They debut tonight against Vegas. Do you expect them to have success like the Golden Knights did in their first few years after their first season? Or do you expect them to struggle?
Well, I'm not sure about struggling, but I don't think it's realistic to expect them to have the same kind of year that the Golden Knights did coming. I don't think anybody expected the Golden Knights to do what they did the first year. I think everybody expected them to have a good team. They took all NHL players off NHL rosters that were good NHL players. But to have the kind of success that they did early was really amazing to watch. The Kraken, I think the GM's got a little bit smarter in protecting the players and not leveraging their future. So I think the Kraken are going to have a good team, but I don't imagine that they can match the Golden Knights' success in their first year.
Yeah, that really did feel like it was lightning in a bottle. Now, speaking of success, a lot of great players, a lot of contenders for the MVP this season. So who's your pick?
Well, I think if Connor McDavid stays healthy, he's going to win it again. You know, amazing hockey player. I think the skill set is unmatched. So I think that if he can be able to stay healthy and put a full year together, I think the MVP will go to Connor McDavid.
Okay, now, real quick, you mentioned at the top that you think you're really most interested to see what the Lightning do. Can they three-peat? Who do you pick? Who do you pick to win the Cup?
I'm picking Tampa Bay Lightning. Someone told me to bet with my head, not with my heart, but I'm betting with my heart. This is a sentimental pick for me because I've been in the position. I know the challenges that they're going to face, but for an athlete, you couldn't ask for anything more to kind of, like I say, chase history, and it should be an exciting year for Tampa one way or another.
Well, that's a good bet to make, I'll tell you that. Mark Messier, so great to see you. Can't wait to see you on the coverage tonight, and great to have you in the ESPN family. Appreciate it. The NHL back on ESPN, and this is our opening night doubleheader. The Lightning, they start their run at a three-peat against the Penguins. Then the Kraken are going to play their first regular season game against the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Coverage begins 7 Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app. Coming up, the battle of the big men. Jeff Saturday showing off the best pancakes of the weekend. Marcus Spears going to have his rebuttal. Release the big men. That's coming up.
About to see it.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Set him down is a keeper. That is a Tuesday staple.
Get some of this. Get some of that. Throw him out the club. Swagoo, throw him out the club. You see him? One pancake, two pancakes, three pancakes. Ooh.
Oh, it's a segment that makes me hungry for breakfast. Time now for Jeff Saturday. Neek with us. We're handing out some pancakes. Jeff, you take it away.
Ryan, we got a day today, because guess who's back in the house? Okay, my man, listen, Kavassier Smoke sat him down on the Twitter. That's what I'm talking about. Guess what? You back. That's what we're talking about. Hey, Marcus Spears, Swagoo, why don't you check out a little LSU? Oh, there he goes. Go get him again. Oh, there he goes. Just run through him the same way they ran through LSU. This is what they look like right there. That's what I'm talking about, Swagoo. My man Kavassier Smoke laying him down 2 weeks in a row. I'm hoping you show me another from this week against Georgia. I'm all about it. One pancake for my little man. That's what I'm talking about, Kavassier. Hey, this second one, this is like when a guy tries to jump over the velvet ropes at the club. Right? Watch James. No. You're not invited to the club, my man. We're going to get some. Catch him up and finish him. Oh. That is a nice takedown, two-point takedown. I love it.
And then look, as he just looks like he didn't do anything. He's just like, any flags? Any flags? No, no. Two pancakes for the drop. You got, and then this, hey, for the three, Trey Smith for the Kansas City Chiefs. Listen, the Chiefs are struggling.
No.
He is not struggling. This is a man who plays with a nasty disposition. Just look at it, and then look at the finish. He wants more. Look, he gave him the third one. You're trying to get it off camera. NFL's trying to hide it. Three pancakes for Trey Smith, laying hat down. That's a heck of a day.
Oh my God.
Loving Trey Smith putting them down. How you like that, Swagoo? How you like me now, Swagoo?
He's trying to talk. Wait, how do we shut him down? No, we got to let him up. Marcus, it's time for you. We need security. We need your highlights. We don't have it. Okay. Oh. Don't worry, Marcus. We're going to come to you. We're trying to fix his mic.
This is the best thing that's ever happened. Swagoo cannot even refute what just happened. We turn the mics off.
Oh,
that's how linemen do it. That's what we do.
I mean, I, as a defender, have come to start to appreciate these blocks, especially my man Kavassier Smoke.
Yes,
he got
sir.
The best name in the history of naming.
Oh my gosh, his parents,
Kavassier Smoke.
We got to let Marcus respond. We're going to try to get him back, but first we're going to go to baseball, because what a night it was. Jessica Mendoza with us. Let's talk Red Sox Rays Game 4, ALDS, chance to clinch.
Pancakes the baseball.
Yes. Let's take you to the top of the eighth. And there's the game. This was the chance for the Sox to clinch. Top of the eighth, Rays down 5-4. Randy Arozarena at the plate.
Can we say just hot hitter in October? Randy Arozarena, 354 batting average, 11 home runs. That was his 34th hit. Count him. He has been red hot in the postseason.
And look at him, fired up. Bottom eight, same score. Runner on second. Hunter Renfroe flies out to center. Alex Verdugo. Now watch this. He's
going to
tag
center?
Up. But
who's playing center?
Kevin Kiermaier.
Center. This is Kevin Kiermaier, 90 miles an hour on the button. Get him the closer role for the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, any other outfielder tries to make this play, Verdugo standing up at third base.
Cora wanted to play review, but no dice. Didn't go his way. Game tied at 5. Rays fired up. Now, bottom eight. Runner on first and third, and Kike Hernandez. Jessica, that's all she wrote.
Aren't the Dodgers missing him right now? Just going to say this. Kike Hernandez, red hot for the Red Sox, comes up huge with the game-winning walk-off RBI. Ending Tampa Bay season, 100 wins. What a season for the Rays with the Red Sox. And Alex Cora, 15-4 in postseason games.
Wow, Rays devastated. Sox ebullient. They move on. Giants, Dodgers, Matt Scherzer on the mound. They've run all 12 of his starts since bringing him in. And Scherzer was dealing.
Oh, slider, cutter, both sides of the plate. He was backdooring it. He was frontdooring it. Between those two pitches, he has been ridiculous for the Dodgers. Actually struggled in his last start, but it was this pitch. He challenged 0-2, 96 miles an hour to Evan Longoria. In the win. This one got 430 feet. And by the way, so many hard hit balls. This is the only one that left the yard.
Oh, incredible. Giants now up 1-0. Bottom seven, Mookie Betts at the plate, 2 on, 2 out. And
get
this was a chance to even it up.
How many pancakes do you have to hop to be able to get this one? Crawford, are you kidding me? Taking it away. This is the game right here.
Jessica Mendoza bringing in the pancakes.
Yes.
I am loving this. Regular season, postseason included, the Giants have shut out the Dodgers now 3 times. The rest of the league combined to shut them out 4 times. San Francisco is going to look to take game 4 and the series tonight at 9 Eastern. So, Jess, Giants 1-1 away from the NLCS. How are they doing this to a Dodger team that many people picked to win it all?
It was ridiculous watching the defense. We saw Brandon Crawford climb the ladder and get up, but the defensive positioning, I mean, from outfielders in the right spots, we saw guys literally 100 yards off the line to be able to catch balls in the gap. I said this was the game right here. And Crawford, by the way, MVP caliber season, having a career year at 34 years old. The D's always been there. The bat this year has been ridiculous. And how about the bullpen, too? For the Giants, I mean, I just look at the numbers that the Dodgers have put up throughout the regular season, how they get shut out twice against this Giants team, which no one gives credit for. By the way, they won the division. They were a better team, but everyone talking Dodgers. Now the Giants are showing up and showing everybody why they won.
No one expected them to be here, and they are doing things no one could have ever imagined.
Similar to the Red Sox.
Absolutely.
No one expected both these teams, and watch them keep going.
Oh, man, it's incredible. Jess, thanks so much for joining us. Love this.
Yeah.
Love the playoffs, but I got to go to Swagoo. We had our man on, right, and he couldn't speak because his mics weren't working, but we bring him back. Swagoo.
I know some people in this league need security. Everybody ain't getting dumped around here. This long gone mother-in-law, he needs a new security guard. They better find somebody quick. Athleticism is a trait of being a security guard. And when you don't have none, you get your quarterback killed by a little guy. Like when the big dude run up on one of the little dudes, and then you find out he a damn MMA fighter and you get beat to sleep. You need new security.
He is back. Marcus is with us. We can hear him, and it's time for new security. Highlighting some of the best plays. Marcus, take it away, my friend.
First of all, y'all gonna let this dude that don't look like an old lineman no more stop being pancakes on this show. And nobody give me hype about baseball like Jessica Mendoza. But let me get to this you need security, because they need it, damn it. Here we go. Let's go to DJ Jones from the San Francisco 49ers. Just Saturday, this is how we do guards. Chop the hand down, throw him out the way, and then go sack Kyler Murray. I don't know which one is harder. I don't know if chopping a grown man hand down and throwing him out the club or sacking Kyler Murray. But that's a hell of a rush from the big fella on the interior. Get your hands off me. Now I gotta go get the quarterback. I love it, DJ Jones. Hey, Kyler Murray, you need new security, brother. You gotta evade the rush. But when the guy look like this, Jeff, you know the rep is over. My man Khalil Mack made a return after they traded him away, and he went at Derek Carr and told Derek Carr, you should have told them not to get rid of me. First, I'm gonna punch your guard, and then I'm gonna get in here and sack your quarterback. Oh, I ain't done yet. Everybody got to move out the way. 52 is resurging. He's coming back, people. He's starting to get to the quarterback. This was one. Hey, Derek Carr, you need new security. I'm sorry I had to do that to you, Leatherwood. Hey, last but not least, Marcus Spears Jr. Hey, man, this team needs new security. Oh. The big fella rushing the passer. Y'all, I'm so hype about it. Look at the club rip, Jeff. Yeah, I've been working with him in the backyard. He went and got the QB. Actually, the QB dad hit me on Instagram and said, my son's a baseball player. Well, your son shouldn't be playing football then, because he needs new security. Shout out to Marcus Jr. Shout out to the kid in the video that got sacked. He's a baseball and football player.
That's my kid's school. His kid is going up to begin to my kid's school.
Really?
They lucky that my kids are too young. Things gonna change when that security get up there. I promise you that. With your little beard on. Don't nobody care.
Hey, it's funny.
What you gonna do? You can't do nothing.
He's got a lot of talk, Marcus. You're not here. Next time you come, don't forget that.
Shout out to them Flint Hill Huskies, man. Shout out to them Flint Hill Huskies. They got him one over there. His name Marcus Jr.
Yeah. All right. All right. That's the play of the day.
Come on over to Sitwell.
Him, Kavassier Smith, same show. Gotta love it. All right. Well, first takes coming up next with reaction to John Gruden's sudden resignation and Lamar Jackson's incredible Monday night performance. Join Molly, Stephen A., and Keyshawn on First Take.